Back in 2013, a US group called Defense Distributed, headed by the then law student Cody Wilson, caused a stir when they unveiled a gun they'd made and successfully tested using 3D printing. Made principally from plastic, many expressed alarm that such a weapon could be used to bypass airport security scans, which would make it a useful tool for terrorists. Now, the same group claimed to have come up with a plan for a mass-produced machine gun made the same way. They say you could just download the instruction file and then feed it into your own 3D printer at home and actually make the weapon.
This sounds like scary stuff. And we're joined now by Tim Minchell from the Cambridge Institute of Manufacturing. He's here to split fact from fiction and tell us what's really going on. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
How would this gun be made? How do you actually 3D print a gun?
3D printing is what's called an additive manufacturing process as opposed to a subtractive one. So in this case, you start off with nothing and build the object you want up layer by layer. So in this case, what's happening is that you're downloading a digital file that defines this object, in this case, a gun. You send that to a 3D printer, which literally builds it up one layer at a time until you end up with an object which can be used as a gun.
So the big question is, of course, would it work? You know, if it's actually worth to painstakingly print one of these things, will it actually work? Should we be scared and running for the hills?
So it's a great question and a very topical one. So I think I have to be slightly careful here, but I suspect if ISIS want guns, they probably can find other ways to get them. So there's much more convenient ways of getting hold of a gun than 3D printing one.
Yeah, it seems like it's a very convoluted way if you want to just kill someone.
Absolutely. So the problem here is that this 3D printer's got the Star Trek replicator image that people think you just, it's a plug and play thing. But actually there's a huge amount of craft skill required to make sure that these printers work properly. And big firms like Rolls-Royce and GE use this technology and they're comfortable with it because they've invested millions over a long period of time in developing this technology and now they're seeing real benefits from it. But you can't just order a printer, open the box, plug it in, and then print a reliable working gun. It's just not like that.
Some of my friends have 3D printers because they're a bit nerdy. And I see some of the stuff they make and I'm like, that looks nice. So a home 3D printer wouldn't have the finesse maybe that is needed to make a gun?
Yeah, and to put some facts behind this, so the National Ballistics Intelligence Agency, which I didn't know about before, have warned that these home-printed guns are a real and serious threat. But they're a threat to the user because most of the ones they tested blew up when they first used them. So there's a real problem here about what could look like a gun and what actually works like a gun. But this particular one that's been in the news, this which has the lovely name of the Shooty, it is a 3D printed semi-automatic weapon. And it is made of predominantly plastic parts, but it's still needs some metal parts, barrels, firing pin, things like that. And it's really bulky. To make it strong enough out of plastic to withstand these enormous pressures and the heat of repeated use, it has to be pretty huge.
People won't be knocking this up in their garage anytime soon.
I don't think so. I mean, there are machines you can use to print a proper metal weapon, and this has happened, but that's not the 100, 200 pound plastic printer. These big ones, they cost hundreds of thousands of pounds, require very specialist supplies of gas atomized powders and inert argon gas to provide the right environment, and a lot of skill to get it to work right. So those machines do exist, and you could print a gun on them, but it would be a fantastically expensive way of doing it.
I mean, moving back to the plastic guns. Some people worry very much that if someone's got a plastic weapon, they could get through a metal detector or maybe get a gun onto a plane. Is that a serious risk?
There's always a risk. But so the metal detector bit, yes, if there is still a firing pin and a barrel, then those will be picked up. But then you could say, well, what about all the other bits? But if you go online and look at the picture of this Shooty gun, it's huge and pretty gun-like, and it'd be quite hard to disguise that shape. So I think the other sensors that they use at airports would pick up this strangely glowing gun-like object and might be a bit surprised to see it there.
And I guess you've got to have metal bullets.
And you have to have the bullets as well. Yes, that's very true.
So, yeah, they're not going to get through, are they? This is an issue, I suppose. People will always want to raise these risks of 3D printing. Is there a risk that we could throw the 3D printed baby out with the bathwater if we say, nope, this is all too dangerous, people are going to make bad stuff?
And this is a real concern. And so I guess it's the same with many new technologies. When it comes along, there is always very often a good side to it and a less good side to it. And we see this very clearly with 3D printing. They're using them now, companies like Rolls and GE, to make these incredible, much more powerful, efficient jet engines. In medical care, we see perfectly customized orthotics and prosthetics being produced. There are really good uses of this to improve surgical outcomes and many, many more good things. But I think in the context of what we're talking about here, this is about digital rights management. This is actually about getting access to the know-how and how to make a gun, and that know-how being available freely online. So this is really about the ability to produce an unlicensed, unregistered, and hence untraceable weapon. Now, 3D printing is just one of the ways by which that could be done. But it's really about how do we control the design of 3D printed objects, not just for guns, but for all other objects as well.
Big questions, as always. Not always a technology problem, but a people problem. Thank you very much. It's Tim Minchell from the Cambridge Institute of Manufacturing.